Now, before we start, you might want to check out our other podcasts covering topics like personal development and minimalism, money, health, relationships, and more. So to optimize your life in other areas, just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app. Now, on to the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1189. I am your host and narrator, Greg Audino, wishing you the merriest of Christmases if you are celebrating, and sending a happy holidays wish to everyone out there, given that it is the season for a lot of celebration across many different belief systems. And today on ORD, the gift that we have received is another great and vulnerable question sent in from a listener who is struggling in the relationship she has with herself. So let's see if we can help her out a bit. Let's read her question and optimize your life. Marijuana has taken over my life. I've smoked throughout my university experience, and it's still stuck with me until now, around 5 years. My morning routine is brilliant. I get things done up until around 2 or 3 p.m. After that, I pretend like the day is over. I end up being unproductive, bored, and instead of working out, I reach for a smoke. I use my last money to feed my addiction, and while being well aware of this, I'm still struggling to cut it out of my life. Do you have any advice or recommendations for the discipline in my case? Okay, asker, wonderful question. Thank you so much for sending it in. I really appreciate you trusting us with this one because addiction is no joke. Obviously, it comes in different tiers and different degrees of severity, but simply put, it's a complicated subject, certainly for me to tackle because it's a really layered and recurring event. You know, it's not something singular that I can just assess quickly. And I mean, you can make the argument that any question sent in, even the ones that do pertain to a single situation, still have an undercurrent of biases and conditioning attached to them that are part of a much bigger picture. But still, addiction is particularly tricky to address in a one-off. That said, we definitely can talk about it. And when I talk about addiction, the first thing I always start by asking is what purpose it serves. What is the object of addiction really just a small part of? Because you don't smoke just to smoke. You smoke because it helps to fulfill a greater need. So take some time and brainstorm exactly what smoking does for you. Exactly for you, what is better about using it than not using it? What are you escaping from, and where does it take you instead? Everything, even the most thoughtless of behavior, gives us something bigger. You know, hanging out with trusted friends might take us from having bottled up thoughts to an outlet to express ourselves and confide. Eating, it takes us from feeling physically depleted to being nourished. Now, we could have a conversation about the role that genetics play in addiction, but what I'm trying to say is that no addiction is there by coincidence, though it can often feel that way if it's become commonplace after so many years of thoughtless indulgence. So, if speaking broadly, smoking brings you from a place of stress to a place of calmness, then what specifically does that look like for you? Is it bringing you from boring, non-stimulating ideas to more interesting ones? You mentioned that you reach for a smoke when you're bored. Could this be bred of some resistance to boredom, and maybe what you feel that says about you or a certain restlessness that you might possess? Is it bringing you from physical pain to physical bliss? Maybe you have an injury that's gone untreated or a compulsion to hurt yourself physically, and smoking helps bring physical relief. Is it bringing you from loneliness to connection? Maybe your social circle is filled predominantly with people who value smoking, and part of you doesn't feel included unless you partake, or there just isn't a cycle of new things to try or challenges to smoking within your circle. And is it bringing you from having to deal with a certain conflict or dilemma to getting a chance to avoid it? Maybe you're looking to avoid another emotional type of labor, especially if you complete a lot in the morning and are exhausted by the afternoon. Right, so maybe having to have a tough conversation or make a big decision feels like too much by then. And smoking gives you a chance to escape that. These are just some ideas that commonly fall under the pleasures of marijuana. Maybe they don't apply to you directly. Maybe a variation of them does, or maybe one of them is spot on. But spend some time thinking on them or entertaining other ideas that might hit closer to home. I promise there is something in there. The answer of what need it serves is there somewhere. So, look, the cycle of breaking an addiction can require time, meeting with a counselor, and like I said, needs more of an ongoing approach than an advice column. That said, it doesn't help to think of it as one big mission. That would be another stressor. Overcoming addiction is indeed a step-by-step, one-at-a-time thing that can be overcome in small, regular steps. It's not this one big plague to overcome all at once. If you would like to hear more of my thoughts on addiction, I once took a similar question to this on Optimal Living Advice. That would be episode 253, if you want to listen to that, which has some slightly different ideas about it, being that it was a different question. But in the limited time that you and I have together, Asker, once again, a good start is getting clear on the purpose it serves, something a counselor could also help with if you have a tough time identifying it on your own. And from there, the process turns into seeking alternative, healthier sources that can help you fulfill that need, that greater purpose, sources that can slowly but surely replace smoking. And while that transition happens, it's also a good practice to not judge yourself for smoking. Relying on marijuana doesn't mean something is wrong with you. Again, it means that you're trying to fill a much bigger need that likely means a lot to you. Smoking just happens to be a tool towards getting that need that you've now found is disrupting your life in negative ways. But like other tools, it is disposable. You can replace smoking. It's not the only way to acquire what you're really looking for. Picture a wardrobe upgrade with quality essentials at an unbeatable price. Quince has you covered with timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all the must-haves, like Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50, iconic 100% leather jackets, and versatile flow knit activewear. And all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's because by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And most importantly, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And as for me, I love Quince's versatility too. They have great home items as well as clothes, and I've been really happy with the bedding that I bought from them. When you look at it and you feel the material, you can tell easily that it's of high quality. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/ORD for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ORD to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ORD. All right, everyone. I know it's Christmas, so I'll let you sneak out early. I think most of my thoughts are usually covered within the episodes themselves anyway when it comes to the Q&As. I hope this episode was of use to not just the asker, but many others too. And as always, remember you can send your own questions in by email. I welcome it. Our email address is advice@oldpodcast.com, and I promise you will hear back from me. So again, have a Merry Christmas if you're celebrating, everyone, and do be sure to come on back tomorrow for another narration where your optimal life awaits.